Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Just in time to go down to public
address
announcer.
Number four, Ryan Schmidt.
Jeff Lamb in the Alleman lineup.
Number five, DJ Baker. Number 23, Lincoln Dorsey. And number 24, Daniel Vandeheed. Pioneers are coached by Rick Thomas.
All right, well, I wondered if we were going to go back to the video starting line. Was the Danville game, I think, that they chose not to do that?
So yeah, it was the Danville. We had no pregame video board.
So this actually gives us a couple of minutes, prepared, Jason, to work in your three keys to the game, and then we'll get back to the starting lineups once Jeff's ready to give us the Galesburg starters.
First key of the game I have tonight is we got to make it easier on ourselves on offense, on the offensive end. You know, less one-on-one, less turnovers. Let's more assists, more sharing of the basketball. We play our best basketball when we share it with each other. Secondly, let's take advantage of being back home. Take the game to them and get the crowd into it. You know, let's be the aggressors on both ends of the court tonight. And lastly, make sure we help each other defensively. More communication, be better on the help side and helping the helper. You know, it's something I've noticed that the Streaks have struggled with is helping that second. When somebody goes to help, you got to help them. And that's something the Streaks have struggled with here early. We'd be better at it, and good things could happen here in the second half of the season.
And on one of those notes that you're talking about, we certainly did see an improvement in the turnover numbers in the last game down at Taterville. Galesburg had only 8 turnovers. Granted, we didn't win the game against Rantoul.
But, we were right there, though.
But that was definitely an encouragement to see the turnover numbers come down as drastically as they did in that game. Silver Streaks defeated Alleman last year in both games handily. 76-34. In fact, they were very similar scores. 73-32 was the other one. So this is a team, though, that's playing better coming off a year when they didn't win a game. Let's go to the Streaks starting lineups.
For your Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Time to play the game.
A 6'1 junior guard, number 4, Gino Williams. A 5'9 junior guard, number 5, Ian Dominique. A 6'4 senior guard, number 12, Easton Steck. A 6'3 junior guard, number 15, Jace Keith. And a 6'6 senior forward, number 32, Carter Clary. Your Streaks are coached by Chad Thompson.
You know, there's something that feels just a little bit righter in the world. Righter, is that a word? I don't know.
It is tonight.
When you got Jeff Lamb back on the air with us for our starting lineups, giving us the Silver Streaks and getting the crowd ramped up with the little...
Yeah, we got a nice crowd here tonight.
Not too bad for a Friday night, right off the holiday of the new year, and the Silver Streaks wearing the home white with the black trim. Pretty much back to a full lineup. You might remember no Nolan Carl, no Tyree Taylor, no Cody Jones with the team at the varsity level with the tournament. But Cody had a great sophomore tournament at Dunlap, and he had a good game tonight when the Streaks won that sophomore game 64-21. It gets things off to a good start here in the new year.
Streaks come out man-to-man.
We're going to see what Alleman's going to do coming out. That's going to dictate how Coach Chad Thompson is going to set the offense in terms of who he feels like are going to be his key players tonight. He's just not entirely sure what Alleman's going to throw at him, at least from the get-go. Will they go man? Will they go some sort of zone? But the Streaks in man here, starting things off. DJ Baker, a sophomore, on the right side. Here comes the trap out high, passes out of it. Right side, dribble drive. Lincoln Dorsey, who got the game-winning free throw in the win over Geneseo, feeds it off to the right side, and a bank shot up and in by Daniel Vandehede. And Alleman takes the early lead, 2-0, and they come out in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, Streak's got to be more. Oh, that's deep.
That is a long three by Ian, and he hit it.
From way downtown.
Like 26 feet out, and he knocks down a long three-pointer to give the Streaks the early 3-2 lead.
From way, way downtown.
Welcome home.
Yes, sir.
Ryan Schmidt on the right wing, trying to work against Clary. Bounce pass on the inside. They go back to Vandehede. He had the opening basket. Dribbles into a trap. Knocked loose by Clary. Comes out on it with a dribble. Feeds to Gino. The layup at the other end. And the Streaks get the outlet and are up 5-2.
Yeah, Allman being very deliberate on the offensive end. Streaks took advantage there and came up with a steal and got a layup.
Streaks show a little full court pressure. Man-to-man in the backcourt. Getting it across the midcourt line. Schmidt. Hands off left side to Dorsey. Dorsey dribble drive cut off by Gino. Picks it up on the left wing, needs help. Gino slaps it loose, knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah,
Alleman will hang on to it right in front of the Galesburg bench.
Yeah, Streaks need to be aggressive here on the defensive end. Alleman's, you know, they're down. We can take advantage of this.
5-2, minute 40 into the game. Silver Streaks on top by three. On the left side, Dorsey's going to dribble it all the way back out to the midcourt circle. Guarded by Williams. Left hand switches to the right, passes to the right side. Keith comes from the backside, slaps the ball off of Ethan Gorlett. Out of bounds, Alleman, and the Silver Streaks get it back.
Nice defensive play by Jace, causing a turnover.
Two turnovers in three possessions for the Pioneers. Silver Streaks trying to build on a three-point lead here, 2 minutes in. Gina with the volleyball line right in the middle of the court. Passes right side over to Jace, front of the Alleman bench. On the sideline, passes it up top, entry to Carter,
backpedals,
nice spin move in the lane, shot rolls off, rebound fought for, and it's Gorlett who comes up with it for Alleman, knocked out of bounds by Gino, Pioneers will hang on to it.
Carter made a great spin move there, and just a little bit hard off the back of the rim, had an easy layup, but just missed it.
Streaks with full court pressure, Alleman gets it in, and Dorsey will bring it across, and the Streaks back off into the half court. Dorsey with a left hand across the midcourt circle. Passes bounce pass right over to Vandehede. Has it out high, trying to draw Clary away from the basket. Now passes it up. Ian gets in there, knocks it loose, creates a held ball, and the Streaks are going to get it back on the alternating possession.
Yeah, nice play there by Ian to get in there and cause that jump ball. Causes another turnover.
Three on Alleman now in four possessions. Nice to be talking about turnover struggles for the other team.
The other team, yes.
But it's early. 2.5 minutes into the game, Silver Streaks on top 5-2. Keith on the right side, now up top Gino. Dribble drives, has it poked loose, finds its way to Clary, puts it up and in with a little soft jumper.
Nice, Carter.
Look what I found on the tip away from behind on Gino, and the ball just like a magnet found its way over to Clary, who just put it up and in.
I think Alleman was in a box and won that last possession. They had the man on Carter. There was no effect to Carter, though. C-squared went in there and finished over the smaller defender.
Vandehede on the left side going against Clary. Picks up his dribble turnaround jumper way off the mark from the side of the lane. Easton Steck with the rebound. Leads a break into the front court. Alleman steals it away. Vandehede comes out with it. Dribble to the other end. Gets knocked down. And loose ball picked up by Clary. Entry pass down court to Easton on the wing. Feeds it to Gino cutting through the lane. Out of contact there. Played through it. Shot rolled off though. Rebound DJ Baker. 7-2 Galesburg, 3.5 minutes into the game. Dorsey gets a little shoulder down, clears some space, and puts up the shot in the lane up and in over Gino.
Yeah, Dorsey was a nice little floater there to put Allman back on the board. 7-4 game here early with 4:20 to go.
Quick feed down
nice,
low.
Gino.
Easton steps to the basket up and in.
Easton seeing Gino seeing the court early. Easton with a nice finish.
Yeah, and Gino had to pass that ball when he did, because if he waits another half second, Easton's probably not going to have the ease on the shot. Now a lot of face covered by Dorsey as he faked the pass and then lost his balance, picked up his pivot foot. Five turnovers on Alleman.
Yeah, Streaks causing the turnover bug here early on Alleman.
Jackson Crock sibbing the freshman into the game for the Silver Streaks.
JCS.
And with Alleman in that zone, he was one of the players I talked about that. Here's a quick three left side. Dominique hits another one. He's got two in the opening quarter. Galesburg leads by eight at 12-4.
Another two or three feet behind the line. Ian's not being shy tonight.
And with that zone that Alleman is playing, it opens things up from the outside if the Streaks can knock down shots, and that's one of the reasons Sibbing is into the game. Here's a drive by Dorsey. Cut off on the baseline, kicks it out. Dribble drive by Baker. Into the right corner it goes. Three on the way by Schmidt is off the mark. Rebound Clary. Trapped on the baseline. Streaks have numbers. Gets it up into the front court. Easton feeds it into the corner. Sibbing for three off the back iron. Rebound Baker for Alleman.
Yeah, JCS had a nice look there. Just missed it. Came up a little short on the three.
12-4 Galesburg. 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter.
Alleman being very deliberate again.
Up top, Baker. And as a consequence,
they're running flex, the Wisconsin offense.
Running some clock here, under 3 minutes to go, and now Alleman calls a timeout. Maybe a little too deliberate for head coach Rick Thomas. I believe a 30-second timeout is what he's called here. 2:59 to go here in quarter number one. Only game for the Silver Streaks here this week. Galesburg girls will play tomorrow back against Manual, a team that they played back at their Thanksgiving tournament. Was part of their victory celebration and the 1,000th career program victory that day. So we'll have that one for you tomorrow afternoon here on WGIL. Silver Streaks boys will be back in action with a quick turnaround on Tuesday. But again, talking about how the Streaks used this break coming out of Taylorville, they took a couple days off. Coach Chad Thompson said, first of all, we got to kind of let their bodies just recover a little bit. And then came back and just worked them like crazy over the last 4 days, so much so that players were throwing up. He said, I've never in all my levels of coaching ever forced a team to work as hard as they did these past 4 days.
It's a good thing for the Streaks. It'll pay off in the long run. We had a couple practices like that back in 98.
There's a jumper in the lane by Vandahede on the up and under. Missed it. Sibbing comes out with a rebound, leading the break into the front court. He's going to be asked to play a little point guard here tonight at times as well. Dominique weaves his way left to right. Gets it over to Nolan Carl in his first action since prior to the holidays. There's another long three by Ian, and he airballs that one. Alleman lets it trickle out of bounds. Well, the deep shot didn't pay off that time for Dominique.
Yeah, that was another one from about 28 feet. You know, there's nothing wrong with it if you're making them, but it's a tough shot. I mean, step in a couple feet and knock it down.
2:20 to go here in the opening quarter. 8-point Galesburg lead early. This is Dorsey bringing it across midcourt, picked up by Carl there. That's a size advantage for Nolan.
Yeah, good to see Nolan back, too. We missed him down in Taylorville.
On the left side, dribble by Baker, cut off on the baseline, pulls it back out. Swing it up top to Vandahede, now over to Dorsey. Works his way left along the top of the arc. Feeds it into the left wing, Gorlett. Down to the baseline, tries to fend off Jackson Crock-Sibbing and does create just enough space to get the jumper up and in.
Yeah, JCS did a nice job defensively. Put his hands straight up. He made a tough shot. Tip your hat, go on to the next play.
12-6, Galesburg by 6. Lob into the corner. Carl, gets called for traveling. Had a man on him, just held onto the ball. Apparently picked up his pivot foot.
Second Streaks turnover of the night.
Minute 37 to go, opening quarter. Turnovers in the Streaks' favor, 5-2. Galesburg in the full court pressure here. But again, backing off as soon as Alleman gets it inbounds. They had numbers at the other end, but the front court pass went off Vandahede's hands, who caught it right in stride with a man behind him, but he couldn't handle the pass and lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, turnover number 6 on Alleman. Streaks coming the other way.
So Alleman did a terrific job breaking the press, then unable to finish on what would have been an easy layup. On the left side, Sibbing on the wing, dribbles once. Little back and forth between him and Dominique. Jackson squared up, thought he was going to shoot it. Still some back and forth. Now they skip past right side. Get that little side-to-side action going on. Reversal back to Sibbing in the corner. Ian kicks it out. Sibbing three from the three and
nice,
hits it.
Ian did a great job of getting in a gap there in the zone and found JCS wide open in the corner. 4-3.
And don't you think that skip pass over to Nolan to at least shift the action to the opposite side?
Got to move the zone. Got to make the zone move and get in gaps.
Helped open that up for Sibbing to get an open look. 15-6 Galesburg, under a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Gorlett on the wing.
Good.
Guarded by Almaguer. Picks it up. Bad pass. Bounce. Loose. Picked up by Aiden. Streaks with a break. Easton down the lane. Poked away from behind, but no. Out of bounds on Steck. Schmidt was step for step with Easton right behind him along the way. And the official says Easton just couldn't handle the pass.
Yeah, it looked like the kid knocked it off Easton's leg as he was going up for the layup.
43 seconds to go, opening quarter. 9-point Galesburg lead. Inbound over to Baker on the left side, working against Sibbing.
Make him work, turn him. Good job on the full court defense by JCS, the freshman.
Now Schmidt walks it across midcourt, down to 30 seconds to go for the first quarter. Galesburg by 9. Holloman trying to avoid falling behind by double digits by the end of the first quarter here. Dorsey with it on the left elbow. Up top it goes. Boy, extra step there by Gorlett when he received the pass. The officials let it go. Gorlett works his way right to left. Lost the ball on the floor. Keith gets in there, knocks it loose. Holloman trying to pick it up, down to 10 seconds to go. Dorsey left alone up top. After the streaks nearly forced a turnover, pass goes into the left corner. Dribble drive by Van to hit. He got knocked off balance. Poked loose. Streaks force a turnover. And that's the end of the first quarter. 15-6 Galesburg after one. Back at Field to open the new year on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone here at John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead Rock Island Holloman 15-6. And Pioneers with the ball to start off quarter number two. On the left side, Dorsey ran off about the final 50 seconds of that opening quarter and have the ball to begin quarter number two. Dribble drive, runner, missed. As Schmidt couldn't connect. Rebound on the weak side to Nolan Carl. Streaks nearly turned it over, but Keith is able to prevent that from happening. Now Gino with it in the midcourt circle, going to hand off to Sibbing, and they're going to let him play the point here. Quickly feeds it away to Dominique up the near side. They go lob on the inside to Clary. With three men around him, goes up for the shot, got blocked, gets it back. Four men around him, out to Sibbing for three. A little bit short, rebound tapped out to Dorsey on the run for Alleman. Feeds it left side, and Alleman turns it over. Oh, no, they're going to say the Streaks batted it out of bounds. Sibbing trailing, got a hand on it. Pass was intended for Baker on the left side. It was Sibbing who got a hand on it and knocked it out.
Yeah, C-Square did a great job there. You know, they collapsed on him when he got it. He went up for a shot, got it blocked, got his own rebound. Found Jackson. Jackson just missed the three.
Boy, collapsed on him is putting it mildly.
Yeah,
three guys all around him and four after he got the offensive rebound. On the left side, Gorlett drives, cut off on the baseline. Pull it back out to the wing. A minute gone here in quarter number two. Streaks by 9. Pull-up jumper right side. Short by Gorlett. Clary on the rebound. Outlets to Keith. Shoots over a man. Missed it. Clary flying down the lane with a putback.
What a great effort by Carter.
Holloman breaks the press into the front court. Down 11 now. 17-6. Quick jumper by Dorsey. Off the front of the rim with one hand. Rebound Gino, bringing it into the front court. Doesn't have numbers, so he pulls it back out. Good decision by Gino.
Yeah, great decision.
They were outmanned 3-2. Gino with it at the free throw line. Dribbles left, kicks it into the corner. Dominique's got an open look. A little bit off the front of the rim. Rebound picked up by Baker in the lane for Alleman. That was about as open as a look as Ian has got, with a little more sort of reasonable shooting range.
Yeah, he was up on the line that time.
2 minutes to go here in the first half. Silver Streaks lead by 11. Here's a near steal by Gino. Got in between the bounce pass from Schmidt, intended for Dorsey. Batted it out of bounds.
Gino just missed a steal here, shot the gap, and just came up a little short, out of bounds. Alleman retains possession.
It'll be Van Tahiti inbounding, front end of the Galesburg bench. Into Dorsey. He handles the ball, or touches the ball, about as often and as lengthy of a time as anybody on this Holloman team.
Yes, he does. Senior leader.
Van Tahiti now gets it over to Dorsey on the right wing. 5:40 to go for the half. Dorsey shoots the long three, and it's off the mark, and it's skipped kissed off the shot clock slash game clock at the top of the backboard, so that'll go back to Galesburg.
Streaks with another nice defensive possession. Playing well here in the early going.
Yeah, I still think we're going box and one down here, partner.
Yep.
You got man-to-man Baker working against Clary.
Yeah, they're trying to take Carter away.
Done a good job of it so far. He does have 4 points. Gino driving in the lane, slips, falls down. Alleman steals it away. 4 Galesburg turnovers. Alleman with the ball down 11. 5:15 to play for the half. Dribbling left. Dorsey picks up his dribble way out high. Passes it back behind him to Vandehede. Left side, it goes over to Baker. Near steal by Easton. That frees up Baker to shoot, but he missed it. Rebound, Keith for the Silver Streaks. Low scoring here in the second quarter so far. Just 2 points. Those belong to Galesburg.
Oh,
now
pass.
An entry pass to Easton from the feed from Clary for the layup. Second basket of the game for Steck.
Beautiful high-low from C-squared down to Easton.
Yeah, when Easton dropped to the basket on that pass, there was nobody around him. Easy layup.
Yeah.
13 points is the Galesburg lead. 4.5 minutes to play for the half. Now Alleman goes backdoor. Stolen away by Gino. Got underneath Gorlett. Slipped it away to Steck.
Oh, what a pass.
Down to Clary on the feed back for the control, the pass, and then the soft lay-in. And that forces an Alleman timeout with the Streaks on a 6-0 run to start the second quarter. And now up 21-6 with 4:23 to play in the first half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
4:23 to play in the first half here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball here on WGIL. Some interesting stats as I look through some of the things that we've noticed here early on, Jason. Of course, we talk a lot about turnovers, but I have Alleman. That three that Dorsey launched just the last time down the court, that's their first three-point shot that I have them taking in this game.
Yes.
So the strategy is clear. Work the ball around. Try to get a high percentage shot on the inside. Don't just settle for threes. Here's a forced turnover by the Streaks full court press. Easton with a layup left side over the rim. Rebound put back Gino.
Great job by Gino on the weak side to put that ball back in.
And now, the other stat that I was going to mention but figured I would wait until it actually happened. This is the first foul of the game called on either team. We got 4:07 to go in the first half, and Gino gets called for a reach foul in the backcourt. So we played a quarter and a half before either team was whistled for a penalty. Correll Williams, a 5'8 junior into the game, playing the point with a left-hand dribble across the middle of the court. Gets it over to Baker on the sideline. Works his way to the top behind the back with his legs. And stolen away by Easton. Going in for the strong layup. Missed it. Carter couldn't get the follow. Rebound. Gino comes out with it. Got hit in the face and lost a handle on the ball. And Alleman comes away with it. And Gino comes away holding the right side of his face. I don't know if he got poked in the eye. And Alleman's going to have to inbound it from right in front of their bench. So two aggressive moves to the basket. Offensive rebound put back by Clary wouldn't go. And the Streaks come away empty.
Streaks had a couple opportunities there, just couldn't finish.
Still leading by 17 here. 3:40 to go for the half, 23-6. Dorsey back at the point for Alleman. It's a deeper green in their uniforms that I remember Alleman.
Yeah, it's a sharp uniform, though.
Yeah, I like the looks with the black letters and black pattern down the piping on the sides, but Alleman's usually got a little brighter green that they go with. On the left side, dribble by Vandehede, gets it into the corner to Dorsey. Covered up by Clary out there, down to 3:15 to go, and they'll deliberately pull it back out into the midcourt circle with Dorsey on the dribble. On the right side, over to Williams. Williams, with a left hand, works his way back up top, right to left, now passes it back to Dorsey in front of the Galesburg bench, left side.
Streaks doing a good job communicating.
Trying to work around a screen. Dorsey works his way back up top. It's Gorlett who comes out. fakes pass right, dribbles to the free throw line, cut off by Nolan Carl there. Passes it away to Vandehede, trying to get around Clary down to the right side. Stops, pump fakes, puts it up short.
Great defense, Carter.
Rebound Clary, who's got five in the game to lead all players. Nolan into the front court, fires it into the left corner.
Oh,
Easton down the lane to Clary, lays it up and in.
Easton with a no-look right into C-square for an easy two.
Streaks have had some really good interior passing in this game so far.
Love the way they're sharing the ball.
Breaks the press, but misses the runner at the other end. Knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Clary, back to the Silver Streaks. So they broke the press, got a good open look for Gorlett quickly to the basket, and the Streaks got the footsteps going to at least bother him, and he missed the shot. And the Streaks get the dead ball rebound, knocked out. Talen Davis into the game, his first action. Almaguer back in for the Streaks with Carl, Sibbing, and Steck the only starter on the floor. Jackson cutting in, gets called for an offensive foul. Passed it over to him, cutting in right side from the wing, and he ran into Johnny Doppler, who successfully drew the charge.
Yeah, that's a tough call on JC as a freshman. He caught that ball and went all up in one motion. I guess he might have lowered his shoulder just a bit, drew the charge.
Well, it was a bounce pass, so he was kind of leaning over with the shoulders down a little bit to receive that. Streaks keep the full court pressure on. Vandehede in the backcourt, front court Williams, left side. Now Alleman pulls up, waits for everybody to catch up.
And Streaks went 1-2-2 full court press there, a little Quincy-esque.
Alleman, 6 minutes into the second quarter, still without any points, down 25-6 now. Streaks have scored all 10 here in the second quarter. Vandehede escapes a steal, now pass left side, off the front of the rim, missed three by Schmidt. And Steck controls the rebound in the backcourt for the Silver Streaks, brings it across midcourt. Covers a lot of ground down the middle of the lane and does get called for the travel. Just that little hesitation in terms of passing the ball on the dribble drive, and he took one step too many.
Yeah, just a little extra step there for Easton. Gino's going to come in for him, get him a break.
Again, Steck was the only starter on the floor. Now Gino replacing him as the only starter. Again, Sibbing, Davis, Carl, and Almaguer. Here's a near steal. Alleman avoids it, pass into the front court to Baker. Feeds it left, right side over to left, and Nolan Carl gets called for the foul on the jump shot by Johnny Doppler. Alleman broke the press, had numbers at the other end, and then Carl fouled Doppler shooting the ball. That's a third team foul on the Streaks with a minute 37 to go in the half and the first free throw attempt by either team here.
It's been a weird game tonight. Nolan did a great job of getting back there. He didn't give up an easy layup.
Doppler's first free throw attempt in Western Big Six Conference play is off the back iron.
Make him earn it at the line.
Alleman still without any points here in the second quarter. 0-for-8 from the field is what I have him. To go along with four turnovers, they've cut that number down here in the second quarter. Dorsey back in after a brief breather in place of Correll Williams, who sits down with a minute 37 to go for the half. Second free throw by Doppler is good. First Alleman point of the second quarter, 18-point Galesburg lead. Gino, left side Sibbing on the elbow. Back to Gino, trying to go around his man through the lane. Kicks it back out to Almaguer. Reverses behind him to Gino. Right side over to Talen Davis. Into the corner, Sibbing. JCS bounce pass entry knocked away from Almaguer. Dive, saves it to Sibbing. Now he's trapped on the sideline. And the first foul of the game called on Alleman on a hand check reach in. I believe they're going to get that one on Johnny Doppler.
I love the patience and the calmness of the Streaks offense here. We look like a different team out here. We're moving the basketball, sharing it. It's a good start.
Clary back in for Carl. Two starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks now. Almaguer trapped at the top of the high post. Has it reached away by Dorsey. Pump fakes at the other end. Two men fly by, and he banks it up and in from the left low blocks.
Yeah, Aiden just got to be a little bit stronger with the basketball there.
25-9, Streaks by 16.
Oh,
quick
pass.
Feed Gino to Carter. Scoops it up and in. Just got enough behind the defense there, and Gino found him, so Carter, when he turned, just had to make one drop step to the basket for the lay-in. And he's in double figures with 10 now.
Yeah, C-squared having a nice night, like usual.
Kind of a quiet 10. A little bit of a slow start from an offensive standpoint. Up top, Vandehede. They try to go back door, knocked out by Schmidt, who's the intended receiver. Well defended on the backside by, I think that was Sibbing, who was on his hip.
Yeah, JCS did a nice job.
Now Keith back in place of Almaguer. Yeah, Aiden sat down. So three starters back on the floor. Davis, entry pass down low. Carter backs his way in. Came up short on the shot. Rebound put back. Gino, that rolls off the rim. and Baker controls for Alleman. Again, two close-in shots for the Silver Streaks, and they come away empty.
Yeah, Gino and Carter both had layups and missed them both.
Final 6 seconds of the half. Dorsey around a screen up top. Down the right side of the lane, blocked by Davis, but a blocking foul called on Talen with 2.4 seconds to go in the half. And that'll put Dorsey at the free throw line.
Yeah, you'd like to see him not foul there. You know, 2 seconds left, put him at the line, gain some points here. But with the big lead, it's not too big of a bad foul.
Lincoln Dorsey at the line, 5'10 senior, misses the first free throw. In conference play, he's their leading scorer, just under 10 points a game. I mentioned he had the game-winning free throw in that victory over Geneseo back in December that Jason talked about in the pregame that snapped that 47-game conference losing streak. He makes the second one. Streaks have 2.5 seconds to get off a final shot. Clary to Gino at the free throw line. Reverses direction from half court. Ooh, off the back iron. Gino throws the arms up in frustration because he thought it certainly had a chance. Galesburg goes to the locker room up 27-10 over Alleman. When we come back, a look at the first half stats, talk things over with the coaching staff, see what else is happening around the conference as well tonight, if we can get some scoring updates there. 27-10 Streaks over Alleman at half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
27-10 is the Galesburg lead over Rock Island Alleman here at halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball. And Sam Satiski, if you're listening, we look forward to having you back with us as well.
Yeah, we miss you, Sam. It's been, what, 6-7 games since we've seen him?
It's been since last year, Jason. It's been a long time.
Where are you, Sam? Sam is enjoying family time in Iowa tonight, enjoying the last of his break.
And we're enjoying what we're seeing here tonight, too, as well. Streaks have looked pretty crisp at times. I just feel like they've just come out and taken care of business.
Just taking care of business. I think they knew coming in what the assignment was tonight, and they were a favorite team, and they're taking care of business.
Felt like coming into this game, again, Alleman at 4-13, which matches the Galesburg record, but again, this is still a program that is in pretty dire straits in a lot of ways in terms of trying to find some footing and some foundation to build upon. They have done that in comparison to last year when they didn't win a game, but they're just still outmatched in so many ways. And I felt like this is a game that the Streaks came in and just got a decent lead in the first quarter and kind of knocked them down a little bit, made it harder for them.
It's the type of game, I mean, even coach coming in knows that, you know, this is a game we should win, and it's a game where everybody's going to get some action tonight. Everybody's going to get some playing time. And you can, and also you can see the results of your hard practices that you had. And you can see it on the court tonight. They're sharing the ball more. They look more of a team, more of a team effort. And I think that's what Chad's trying to get out of them here going start the second half of the season.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Alleman 4 out of 16 from the field, 0 for 2 from three-point range, and they've shot the only free throws in this half, 2 out of 4. Silver Streaks, 12 out of 26 from the field, 3 out of 8 from three-point range, but 0 for 3 in the second quarter. Streaks, again, have not shot a free throw. They've out-rebounded Alleman 17-7, and turnovers, Streaks in favor, and it's always good to see them on the downside of this, only 8 for the Streaks compared to 12 for Alleman. 27-10 is the halftime lead. Jason's going to head down, get a word from the coaching staff. We'll check scores from around the conference, the individual scoring, all when we come back on the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Show on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year, plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is better. Backed by our promise.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook, State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 21. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 34. Clouds tomorrow night, a low of 25. Sunday, gradually becoming sunny and a high of 36. On Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 44. It's 27 at WGIL.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at F&M Bank in Galesburg and Monmouth. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks leading 27-10. Team out of the locker room. No coaching staff yet. We'll get to the coaches' interview here momentarily. Let's talk individual scoring here. First of all, for the Pioneers, Silver Streaks lead 27-10. Half of those 10 points to Lincoln Dorsey with 5. Ethan Gorlett, Daniel Van De Heed with 2 each, and Johnny Doppler has the other point. DJ Baker, Ryan Schmidt, Carell Williams have not scored for the Pioneers. For the Silver Streaks, led tonight by Carter Clary, already in double figures with 10. He also leads the Streaks with 5 rebounds. Easton Steck with 4. Ian Dominique hit a couple of long, deep threes early in the game. He has 6. Gino Williams also with 4. Jackson Croc Sibbing off the bench with 3. So for Streaks, have gone deeper under the bench here in the early going. Taylen Davis, Aiden Almaguer, Nolan Carl have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Sophomores won. Oh, we're ready for our coaches interview. There's Eric Thompson out there now with Jason. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group. Let's go down to Jason now.
Jason is here with Coach Eric Thompson of the Streaks. Coach, you had to be pleased with that first half. The team looked like they are sharper and more focused coming out of the break.
Yeah, we had 3 fantastic days of practice where our guys really worked. We were talking before the game, probably the hardest 3 practices we've seen mid-season since, you know, Chad's been on the staff here. They've really kind of just gotten dialed in and tightened a lot of things out the last 3 days.
And what was the message at halftime? You got a 17-point lead here. What was the message to the kids at halftime?
To be a little bit more crisp, right? If we're running around the three-point line, shooting a lot of threes, kind of doing a pass around, we're not making these guys play, right? We got to engage. We got to get the ball low. Every time we've gotten the ball a short corner of the high post, we scored. Just kind of getting these guys playing.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, as always, to Eric Thompson joining us here at the half. Run through the halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And, well, it's kind of hard to find some scores. Our game actually started a few minutes early. We're a little bit ahead of the pace in terms of the other Western Big Six Conference games. And I'm not so sure that that Quincy Rock Island game didn't just get started maybe within the last 10 minutes. So one of those games that maybe even too early to find many updates on Twitter. So we're going to keep scrolling here and seeing what we can find out. United Township playing Moline tonight. That ought to be a good one as well. And we'll just keep checking. Oh, here we go. End of the first quarter there. Just a minute ago, Moline leading UT 17-11. So there's one score we can give you, and I'll repeat that when Jason gets settled in here because he's going to want to know that one certainly as well. Quincy Rock Island, Sterling Geneseo. Again, the other games going on in the Big Six tonight. Sophomores won tonight 64-21. Streaks have the ball to start off the third quarter, leading Alleman here 27-10. Gino on the left wing as the starters. Good feed down to Easton. Reverse layup up with the right hand and in.
Great pass by Gino on the baseline to Easton for a little reverse layup.
And that looked like some of that crispness that Eric was just talking about. Cross midcourt, the man-to-man defense. Gino goes for the steal. Dorsey drives. Good help side defense. Cuts him off. Now the kick out right side. The dribble off the foot of a couple of players.
Easton
dives down there. Gets the loose ball. Here's Gino driving. Switches to the left hand. Shot rolls off. Clary with a put back up and in.
C-squared on the spot again.
And a quick whistle. Not sure what that was about. No fouls called, no timeouts called. Holloman's going to run the baseline on the inbound. Streaks guarding it on the full court press. Got it to Van de Heed just out of the outstretched hands of Clary. Not quite a minute into the second half. Silver Streaks have expanded the lead to 21. First quarter done in the Moline UT game, partner. Knew you'd want to know. Moline's up 17-11. Jumper right side, missed it. Williams under the basket for the Streaks with a rebound off the Gorlette miss. High dribble by Gino. Got away with it. Left side, Dominique with a three. Missed it. Gino gets in, taps the ball out, but nobody can get to it out of bounds. Back to Alleman.
Yeah, I was interested in that UT-Moline game. UT's been playing some pretty good basketball. They made it to the championship of their Christmas tournament. Moline did as well. Both teams lost. Should be a nice effort. Moline, with their size, is definitely the favorite in that game.
Yeah, we were listening to that Pekin game against Carmel. Yeah.
Coming home from Taylorville,
and they ended up triple teaming the 6'11 player for Moline. What was Moline up? 11, I think.
Yeah, they got out. I think it was 10 or 11. They came out the second half and got up a nice little lead. And like you said, Carmel called a timeout, and from there on out, they triple teamed him and
ended up winning by 11.
Yeah,
they just completely turned that game around.
It
was
a blowout for Carmel. That it was a great coaching maneuver by the Carmel coach, and Moline guards struggled in that game and Carmel came out on top. Carmel's number five in
3A. Oh, lob to Easton in from the right side
play.
After the Alleman turnover. Easton couldn't dunk it, but he did a good job to hang on to the ball and just lay it in. 31-10, Streaks on top by 23 now. Forgot to write down a basket. Here's a near steal. Saved inbounds, but it goes
Gino.
Back to Alleman. Now into the corner,
the
Dorsey with a pump fake, pulls up, hits a 15-footer. Yeah, Gino was a blur, wasn't he, going after that ball?
Dove into the crowd. Front row seats got some action.
Skip pass right side, Keith. Pump fakes. Stops on the wing. Skips it back out. Gino feeds
nice
it
pass.
Left side. Wide open. Dominique. And, oh, it's in and out. Rebound, Clary. Dribbles out. Turns, shoots, and scores.
Yeah, Ian, wide open. Couldn't knock it down.
Well, you should not get that unfriendly of a roll on your home on your home
did
rim.
Everything but go in.
Alleman calls a 30-second timeout, now down 35-12. The Streaks have outscored the Pioneers 8-2 to start the third quarter. 5:28 to go here in this third period.
Partner, do you miss the courtside seats we had at Taylorville? I miss them. We were right on top of the action. We're back up here in the bird's nest.
I guess I've just been doing it so long that I'm used to being up here at home, and I'm used to being down there at Taylorville.
Man, what a great seat we had in Taylorville.
Courtside is nice, and we don't get that We don't get that view very often, but when we do, yep, we definitely appreciate it. And they are great hosts at Taylorville. And
oh, it was a great time down there.
Silver Streaks have been down there since 2011, and there's a reason they keep going back, because they feel well-treated and well-respected, and the folks there really are very accommodating to all parties.
First-class type tournament. It was a great time down there.
Here, great start to 2023 as the Streaks are up 35-12 coming out of the Alleman timeout. 5:20 to go third quarter. Bounce pass under the right side. Dorsey guarded by Williams. Dorsey dribbles left, works his way toward the top of the arc, stops, reverses directions right. Can't take advantage of a screen, though. Passes it away to Baker up top. Now left side, it goes over to Schmidt. Backdoor cut on the give and go to Baker. Pump fake, shoots over Sibbing. Good defense by JCS to make him miss, and Clary with a rebound. Into the front court, Sibbing, right side, drives, dishes, Clary at the free throw line, off the mark. He missed that way left, and out of bounds back to Alleman.
I think that gives Carter a double-double.
You got him with double rebounds? I've only got him with 8.
Oh, I got him with 10.
Where have I been?
I got 4 offensive rebounds for him. He's had quite a few putbacks. Opportunities, anyway.
Yes, sure has. 4:40 to go. 35-12 is the Galesburg lead here as we work our way toward the midpoint of quarter number 3. Up top, Van de Heed passes off to Dorsey. And thanks to Jacob Carl for stopping by and clarifying the pronunciation on Van de Heed's last name. Appreciate the help there. Here's a near steal by Steck. It's Van de Heed driving right baseline and a block out of bounds. Alleman will get it back.
C squared coming from behind, getting a block.
Similarly officiated game here through the first almost 4 minutes of the second half. We had only five total team fouls called in the first half.
Letting them play.
On the inbound, Van de Heed bounces it right side to Gorlett on the wing, curls around, shoots over Sibbing and drains it. So a little bit of a little extra length there for Gorlett to get that shot up and in.
Yeah, it was a tough shot. Shot up over JCS.
14. Second basket of the half. Here's Almaguer driving in, spins to the basket. Shot goes in and out. And the rebound by Schmidt. Aiden did a nice job creating a shot for himself.
Yeah, did a nice job. Nice little spin move, drop step, right to the hoop. Just couldn't finish.
Tried to use the backboard, and the shot just rolled around the rim and popped out. Second time the Streaks have gotten kind of an unfriendly roll. Here's a dribble drive left side. Shot rolls off from Gorlett. It's Dominique who gets in there for his first rebound. Gino around his man on the left side, drives in
Gino
for the bucket of the harm.
That a baby G-dub.
First and one of the game for the Silver Streaks. This will also be the Streaks' first free throw attempt of the game.
Gino having a nice game. Got him for 8 points and 4 rebounds and 6 assists.
I got him for 6.
How many rebounds? 4.
I have him for 5. We are just not in sync here to start the year, are we? Gino makes a free throw. Streaks are up 24, 38-14, 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Scoreboard showed Gino with 7 after that free throw.
You're right.
We'll have to compare notes after we get off the air about our rebounds, try to figure out where I've been off. Here's Dorsey working his way along the volleyball line. Passes it left side to Schmidt. A lot of bodies there. Now dribbles out of it. Streaks get the defensive switch. Now to the right side. Pass goes over to Gorlett on the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Trying to get around Almaguer. Stops. Bounces it back behind him. Says Brendan Johannes into the game. And he dribbles the ball off his leg. But a foul called on a little bump from Sibbing. Yeah. He is the first player on either team to pick up a second foul in this game with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Incredible. JCS did a nice job defensively. Tried to keep his hands up, went with a little hand check bump, and ref blew the whistle on him.
Well, I think it's been cleanly called. I mean, yeah, there's been some contact, but I don't think it's been outrageous.
Nothing egregious. It's been a solid game.
Trap out high on Dorsey, passes out of it. Now they reverse back out. Cut off Baker, skips it back out to the wing. Now to the baseline, Schmidt trying to go around. Gino kicks it out. 3 on the way by Gorlett off the front of the rim. Rebound loose. Carl trying to get to it, but Gorlett gets to it first and puts it up and in.
Yeah, nice hustle by Gorlett.
Sure was. His second basket of the half, 6 for the game. 38-16, Galesburg by 22. 2:30 to go here, third quarter. Nolan drives in from the left side. The baseline was there, and he grabbed it.
Yeah, Nolan came across in the zone in the short corner, and Ian fed him, and he went down and finished it with a left-hand layup.
40-16 streaks. That was the first shot, let alone the first basket of the half of the game for Nolan. Back after he missed the Taylorville tournament. Swinging the ball down. Now Gorlett dribbles out away from the pressure. Up top it goes to Van de Heed. Backs up. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Pump fakes a three. Up top it goes to Baker. DJ Baker, 6'1", just a sophomore, trying to dribble around Almaguer. Picks it up, kicks it back out to Dorsey at the volleyball line. 40-16 silver streaks after a 43-point sophomore victory over Alleman with a minute 45 to go. Gino pokes the ball away from Dorsey, but he gets it back. Drives, feeds it. Left corner, Gorlett for three again. Off the front rim. Rebound weak side, Sibbing. Here's Carl reversing directions into the front court. Almaguer on the wing, goes around his man. Drives, dishes
Aiden.
Off, Sibbing up and in.
Beautiful pass by Aiden.
Second basket of the game for JCS on the assist from Almaguer. 42-16, silver streaks by 26. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Of course, that magic 30-point lead within reach to start the fourth quarter, which would get a continuous clock. Streaks more interested in the victory, no matter how they can get it. Dorsey open, hits a three from the near corner. He's got five and a half, double figures for the game with 10. And
yeah, Gino came up a little lame there. He took a nice little shot there on that pick. Looked like he banged shins or banged knees with the guy that set the pick.
So he hobbles over to the bench. Three silver streaks were at the scoring table ready to check in. Clary, Keith, and Stack back in, joining Sibbing, the only non-starter on the floor right now with Dominique. Lob on the inside, Steck, the kick out. Back up top, Sibbing for three off the front of the rim.
Beautiful ball movement.
Rebound, Van de Heed. Streaks steal it away. Clary down the lane, up, missed, tip, no. Gets it back again, dribbles it once, forces it up and in. Miss, rebound, basket. So I've got him as a double-double for sure now.
Yeah, he's definitely got it now.
Final 30 seconds of the third quarter, 44-19 silver streaks.
And C-Squared has three steals on the game.
On the left side, Schmidt. Can the streaks force another turnover with 20 seconds to go? The lob on the back door, but Baker got covered up underneath, waited too long, pulled it back out. Now trying to go around Steck, feeds it left side to Schmidt. They've run it down to 10 seconds to go late third quarter. Galesburg by 25, trying to get a defensive stop here. The kick into the right corner, the fake. Gorlett steps left, air balls the three. Steck with a rebound, 2 seconds from three-quarter court. Can he do it again? Not this time.
He tried.
He did it at Taylorville, couldn't do it for the home crowd. 44-19, Galesburg after three over Rock Island Alleman on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
It's gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. First Western Big Six Conference game of the 2023 portion of the schedule. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels here. Silver Streaks on top of the Pioneers, 44-19. Alleman ball to start off the final quarter here after a big sophomore victory for Galesburg as well here tonight. Varsity trying to polish off the doubleheader sweep. On the right side, Schmidt, just right at the top of the arc. Feeds it over to Gorlett, coming around on curl. Passes it left side to Van de Heede on the wing, trying to go around Clary. Can't shake him, so he passes it back up top. Here's Dorsey putting the ball on the floor, nearly stolen away by Keith, but Alleman keeps it. Right side, Gorlett dribbles in, shoots over Sibbing. Short. Rebound, Clary. Streaks trying to get to that magic 30-point lead here now that we've hit the fourth quarter, trying to get a continuous clock and their fifth victory of the season. Sibbing right side. Keith pump fakes on the wing, drives from the low blocks, a lot of contact there. Shot off balance, knocked out of bounds. Not sure which way the official is pointing. Yeah. Neither team is either. Nobody's out there, and they are going to give it back to Galesburg.
Nobody knows whose ball it is. Nice drive by Jace. He just couldn't finish. Oh, good
pass,
Carter.
On the inbound to Easton, but he short-armed and then got the putback. Right from the low blocks, Easton just came up short, but the rebound bounced right back to him. He put it up and in.
Yeah, Easton with a nice little stick-to-itiveness.
Streaks up 27 now, minute 10 into the fourth quarter. Up top, Schmidt. Ian guarding him. I was just going to say, there's the five-second call.
Baby Ian.
Just stood out there and held the ball, and Dominique stayed right with him, kept the hand up, kept the hand in his face. And the official blew the five-second call.
I'm impressed with the Streaks' effort tonight. They look like a different team out here. They're moving as a team. They're playing defense as a team, moving the ball offensively. Good week of practice by Chad.
UT with an 11-1 run to start the second quarter, is taking the lead on Moline. Jace. There's a drive by Jace. Pump fake the pass out to Easton.
Too.
And then he finished with the layup. His first basket of the game, 48-19 Silver Streaks.
Yeah, pump fake the pass to the corner and finished all in one motion. Beautiful.
24-22. Moline has now regained the lead over the Panthers.
That game might come down to the end. Coach Weber is a good coach. He's got his team playing well.
And certainly a huge rivalry as well.
A huge rivalry. Ryan used to coach there.
There's a foul out high on Keith guarding Dorsey in the man-to-man. Again, plenty of fouls to give here with 6:03 to go in the game. Only three total team fouls called, two on the Streaks. On the inbound, to Dorsey on the corner. And now he'll dribble out of it. Keith walks along with him. Pass up top to Schmidt at the volleyball line. Now reverses behind him to Vandehede, just right at the top of the arc with 5:50 to play in the game. 29-point Galesburg lead. Vandehede with a stop and go. Passes it away on the defense by Clary. Here's a defensive switch. And now a travel call on the pass away by Baker. Took one too many steps before he got the dribble down. That's 17 turnovers now for Alleman.
Yes.
Five in the second half. We're not going to say how many of the Streaks have at the second half.
Can't do it.
Not going to do the broadcaster jinx. Streaks trying to get it up to 30 plus here in the fourth quarter to try to get the continuous clock. Sibbing for three off the back rim. Jace with a rebound.
Jace.
Put back. That's off the back iron. Still a tip out from Keith to Sibbing. Short on the three. Rebound. Clary gets called over the back. Well, Streaks got three looks at it. Still lead by 29 with 5:21 to go in the game.
Yeah, JCS had two nice looks at threes, just couldn't get them to drop. Jace had a putback, couldn't get it to drop.
And then the tip out.
And the tip out.
That was Clary. So who are we giving that one to? Are we giving that rebound to JCS because he's the one who ended up getting it?
I think you give it to the guy that tipped it. Jace tipped it.
Into the corner. The pull-up jumper from 17 by Gorlett. Missed it. Dominique with his second rebound. Another chance for the Streaks. Firing it into the front court. Easton drives in from the left side. Got blocked. Easton got knocked down. Alleman at the other direction with a lay-in by Vandehede. Their first basket of the fourth quarter. 48-21.
Yeah, Easton got to the rim. Just didn't elevate high enough and left it out there to get it blocked.
Here's Dominique for three. On the feed out from Clary. Missed it. Dorsey on the run coming out with it. Gets a little elbow into Dominique, pushed him off, no foul called, and now Clary Carter. Ripping the ball around, coming down with a rebound. Schmidt and Dorsey both there. Carter, as Coach Rick Thomas for Alleman, asking for the elbowing from Carter, coming down with that rebound, but it ended up being Schmidt who got called for the foul.
Yeah, C-squared got a little heated there. Chad did a nice thing. You know, we're up big, no reason to get a technical or anything like that.
Yep.
Pulled him out of the game.
Steck, right side. Carl driving in from the wing. Floats it up with the right hand. Missed it. Rebound trying to chase it down. Out of bounds. Last touch by Alleman. Streaks get it back. 48-21. 4:14 to play in the game.
Yeah, Nolan did a nice job driving. Just tried to flip a shot up there and finish. He's got to come to a hop step and gather himself and then go up and finish. A little out of control.
Well, I appreciate the official's restraint on the foul. Inbound to Sibbing, left corner three, a little bit long. Rebound by Vandehede. And I say the restraint by the official not to call the foul on Clary after Dorsey clearly got the elbow on the push off to Dominique on the dribble drive. So if you're not going to call that one, there's a near turnover by Alleman, chased down into the corner, saved by Doppler from going out of bounds, and
foul on Easton.
Foul on Easton, yep. Just trying to wait to see if the official said he stepped on the sideline, but Easton came over and a little bump from behind.
Like you said, plenty of fouls to give. Nothing hurt.
3:50 to play in the game. 27-point Galesburg lead. Just can't get it to 30 for that continuous clock. Taylen Davis into the game guarding Dorsey, and he gets that little left arm out with that push off again. They call Davis for the foul, though. That's twice he's gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Dorsey comes away upset that they didn't give him the continuation.
A patented move. Yeah, it's not the NBA. You're not going to get that one.
Second foul of the game on Davis. 3:39 to go in the game. Van de Heed, right of the basket on the inbound, throws it out high to Dorsey. If Davis had played defensive back and just got a hand up, he might have forced a turnover there.
Yeah.
Dribble drive in from the left side. Davis with a block on the dribble drive by Schmidt. Ball trickles out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. 3:28 to go. Leslie Kelly, the fourth into the game for the Silver Streaks. With Steck and Keith, two starters on the floor with Davis, Carl, and the freshman Kelly. Pass coming right of the baseline again. Van de Heed looking, throws it out high. Kelly got up there, got a hand on it. They're going to say out of bounds as Dorsey tried to get it back. 18 Alleman turnovers. Now Keith sits down, so it looks like the starters, one by one, will be done here. Clary and Gino already on the floor. Gino hasn't been in since he went out knocking knees with an Alleman player. Entry pass batted away by Alleman, intended for Almaguer. Streaks will hang on to it. Dominique also on the bench. Ian might be a candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He hit those two big threes early on and got the Streaks on a roll.
When it mattered.
Here's a drive by Aiden, and he got fouled. Got around his man, and then as he got to the basket, passed it away. I think they're going to call Johannes on the foul. That'll be his second. 3:14 to play in the game. Kelly will inbound right of the basket out to Steck. Open from the wing for three.
Nice.
Swished
Easton.
It. And there's the 30-point lead. Streaks call a timeout. This will be as much of anything a substitution timeout. So they're just going to call a 30-second timeout with 3:09 to play, and that'll get Jamal Waters into the game. Steck hitting the three. And with 3:09 to go, we get to continuous clock, which at this point is academic.
Yep.
Gonna Streaks are just going to be happy to get the win.
Yes. Well, we did have a streak come to the end tonight. I don't think Gino's going to go back in the game. No charges for Gino tonight. I think that ends eight or nine straight games.
Easton will finish with 11 with that three-pointer. Clary, the leading scorer tonight, was 16. Gino had a nice steady 7. Dominique had 6. Jace Keith only had the one basket, but was impressed by his defense tonight.
Yeah, he played nice, solid defense and had quite a few tip outs and doing a little bit of all the little things.
Streaks just did a nice job tonight overall, I feel like, holding their position, not biting on the head and shoulder fakes.
Yes.
Being in the right places, stopping the backdoor cuts, all of those little things as Alleman gets a careless turnover. Pass up the far sideline to Van de Heed, who just dropped it out of bounds. Jamal Waters, Jackson Hillhouse into the game. Tyree Taylor also wasn't with either the sophomore or the varsity over tournament time over the holidays, as he was in Florida for a baseball trip, and he comes back with his right elbow in a sleeve. Not sure how much he would have pitched while he was gone. Now Streaks turn it over. Pass thrown behind Jamal.
There
and I'll go ahead and mention it. That is the first second half turnover for the Streaks, and it comes with 2.5 minutes to go in the game.
Love the way the Streaks took care of the basketball tonight. Nobody was in a hurry. Played as a team, shared the ball.
And some of their turnovers really did come in some of that transition opportunities where they just weren't super crisp on the passing. Eric Thompson talked about that with you at the half, and look what happens. One turnover in the second half. There's a jumper by Jeff Gorlett, and now Alleman calls a timeout.
Cody Jones into the game.
And Brandon Lewis has checked in for the Streaks as well.
Who's Brandon?
51-23 Silver Streaks. Cody brings it into the front court. Hillhouse on the right wing. Right to Lewis, low blocks, dribbles once, pump fakes up with a right
hand. Nice, Brandon.
Off the backboard. He fought for that one. Battled for position down low and got it up and in high off the glass over two Alleman defenders.
What a way to be Lou.
1:20 to go here in the game with the Streaks up 30.
Good to see, you know, these kids get some playing time.
Reach
here.
In steal by Taylor. And he'll bring it into the front court. 20 Alleman turnovers. Pass right side to fake by Hillhouse. Now skips it into the left corner. Taylor. Cody had a good sophomore game. Find him. He was knocking down threes. They try the entry feed to Jamal. The ball gets knocked loose. Out of bounds. Under a minute to go in the game.
That was a good look there by Jackson. He had a man cutting baseline. Could have got a layup, but Alleman was there to knock it out.
And again, Jackson Hillhouse it is, not Jackson Crock-Sibbing.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's Hillhouse in the right corner to Taylor. Wide open three. Got
nice.
It.
Nice.
That, I think, is Tyree's first varsity points, and it is for the sophomore.
I've said it before. You know, there have been quite a few first varsity points this year. You'll never forget your first bucket.
Final 35 seconds here of the game. The dribble by Stefano Valbagli. What a fun name.
Great name.
Correll Williams back into the game. It's Van Bagley shooting it. Missed the three. Airballed it. Brandon Lewis with a rebound. Final 15 seconds to go in the game.
Great effort by the Streaks tonight.
Fifth win of the season and their second in the Western Big Six Conference. Gets them back within a game of the 500 mark at 2-3. And more than the margin of victory, just the fact that it's a victory. Getting right. 2023 off to a good start with a Rock Island game looming coming up on Tuesday. Post-game show when we come back. Silver Streaks win at 56-23 next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win it over Alleman 56-23. Post-game show coming up with final stats, team numbers, individual scoring, and a word from the coaching staff. Galesburg's 5-13 of the season, 2-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Sophomores win tonight as well, 64-21. Stay tuned for our coaches' interviews coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL. If you or someone you know is experiencing food scarcity, the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry can help. Their weekly food distribution for individuals and families in need happens every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Calling ahead is not required, but will expedite the process, and curbside service is available. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook, State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 21. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 34. Tomorrow night, a low of 25. Sunday, some sunshine, a high of 36. While Sunday night, partly cloudy and overnight low of 23. In downtown Galesburg, it's 24 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
56-23 the final. Galesburg gets off to the good start in 2023 with a win over Rock Island Alleman to get their second Western Big Six Conference victory. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, we talked in the pregame about this hard week of practice that you put the kids through, and then we talked about what you want to see that translate to as we work into not only tonight but on down the rest of the season. Jason and I thought we saw lots of good things here tonight. What's your initial assessment?
Initial assessment's the same. You know, I thought we came out and played really well on the defensive end. I mean, they had 10 points at halftime. And, you know, you look at that, scoring and numbers are a sideways thing because you look at it multiple ways. Did they miss a lot of shots? They didn't get a ton of shots off, really, especially in the half court. We forced them into really long possessions. You look at if we would have played defense like that in Taylorville with a shot clock, we would have caused problems for a lot of people. Because they'd be scrambling, where Allman, they did a good job of staying in their stuff. They really did. Yeah. They're well coached. But no, we were able to get all the stops we needed in the first half. So when our shots, I thought we were running pretty good offense. Ian just wasn't making his shots like he always does. I mean, he started off by with one from half court. But, but you know, he wasn't making all of his shots. Jackson came in, thought he was a little trigger happy, expected as a freshman, but not scared. And I can live with that. Trigger happy is fine. Just don't be scared. Didn't make all of his shots. You know, Carter missed some bunnies. So we were missing shots, but they were the right shots. Yes. And I can live with that. You're not going to make every shot you take in the game. No one goes in the game thinking, oh, hey, I want to miss. So you live with that in. But I love the way we came out defensively. I thought our positioning defense was what went well. And they were talking pretty well, too, on that end.
Yeah, that was one of my keys to the game was our communication on defense. It's been lacking in the first half of the season. I thought they were great tonight. They talked. There was, you could see the helping the helper situations. Guys were helping when other guys were going to help. And I love the way the practices worked. I mean, the way they played tonight, the last week of practice, I think it worked the way you put it through them.
Absolutely. You talk about that helping the helper thing, just that. You know, we went to the trapping the ball screen, the wing ball screen in the second half, and And they, so what do they do? What any good coach would do, you start to slip it.
Yes.
So anything we would do. But you, you saw Carter and Jackson cover up that slip really well. Well, even if they got the catch, they were not going to get a clean look. And it forced a lot of misses, and it forced an uncomfortable shot. I mean, we all know, like, threes and layups are pretty comfortable shots for a lot of guys. But if you're trying to shoot a shot halfway behind the backboard from 10 feet, that gets really awkward really fast. And Jackson and Carter did a great job coming off their guy in a rotation and forcing either a turnover or a hard miss, which they'll just start our transition.
Turnover number was low tonight. Eric talked at halftime with Eric, with Jason about being crisper with the ball. We thought, I mean, you, as we talked about early on, you can't just look at the number of turnovers and say, hey, it was a good game or not a good game. But we thought this was a good game in terms of how we handled the ball.
Absolutely. You know, a couple plays stick to my mind. You know, there's an offensive foul in there, too, that counts as a turnover. That's an aggressive play.
Yeah, aggressive turnovers.
And it wasn't a charge. But anyways, Jack should have had three more points because he wasn't going to miss a free throw. But anyways, you know, you look at the plays. Like, Nolan has thrown the ball away a lot this year. We all know that. It's not a secret. But he made two drives into the lane with the left hand, threw a skip pass directly to the corner and to the wing. That resulted in a one more pass open look at a three, and it resulted in a direct look at a corner three. That those are plays that Nolan was making pre-break that were getting tipped, elevated, and taken off on him. That didn't happen tonight. Shows a little bit of a buy-in. You know, Nolan didn't play a ton of minutes tonight off the bench. You know, part of it was because in the fourth quarter we had a lot of different guys in, and part of it was because we played Jackson a lot more against their zone. But listening to him on the bench, he was very engaged, and he knew what was going on. And you look at Easton, he didn't send a ball sailing tonight off of a careless error. He had a turnover, too, but I thought they were aggressive. So the number's low, which is great to see for the people that focus solely on numbers. But when I look at, did we try to make the correct basketball play all game? We did, and I really like that.
Yes. I think I was pleased with, like I said, I was pleased with the effort tonight. I think your practices worked. You could see the difference in the team. Brad brought it up a lot. We were crisper, we were sharper, and it's a great way to start 2023.
Absolutely.
And like we talked earlier, first half of the season, it's a wash. You can't think about it. It's over. It's how you're playing at the end of February and end of March.
Correct. You know, like you said, it's how you play. You know, you look at that Peoria Manual team we lost in the regional last year. They were under 500.
Yeah.
And when you watch them play us in that regional game, then you watch them take down a state-ranked P&D team.
Right.
And then you watch them miss a free throw and a layup that had Rocky beat.
Yes.
It does not matter what your record is.
It doesn't mean
anything, because any given night a team can win. And what I would love to, what I've talked to our boys about that from that Manual team, you know, they had guys out all year. We've had guys out all year. They had different guys in the lineup. We've had different guys in the lineup. You look at a team like that, because what's the one consistent with the Peoria Manual? It doesn't matter who's in.
Yep.
The trust is there. The effort's there. The energy's there. And if I'm sitting out, I'm mad that I'm sitting out, but I'm not mad at him. I want him to do well.
Right.
And as we develop that, level of intensity, kind of like we saw tonight, it's not going to matter what that record is in March. We have a chance. No, not guaranteed, but we have a chance to be a scary team if we continue to progress on what we saw this, not in this game, this week at practice.
Let's build on this on Tuesday night. Coach, big game coming up with Rocky. We know they'll be ready for us no matter what.
Absolutely.
I know you'll get these kids ready for them, too.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks Chad
Coach.
Thompson. Coming by, Silver Streaks win it big tonight over Alleman, 56-23. We'll take a look at the final stats, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well, as the postgame continues from John Thiel Gymnasium on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Our final stats here on the post game brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable. when you get the bill. Team numbers starting off, first of all, in the Silver Streaks 56-23 win over Alamond. Pioneers were 10 out of 35 from the field, 1 of 7 from three-point range. Galesburg 25 out of 54. They got 19 more shots and 5 out of 16 from three-point range. Free throws, non-factor tonight. 2 of 4 for the Pioneers. Silver Streaks made their only free throw. That belonged to Gino Williams. And the Streaks out-rebounded the Pioneers big, 34 to 16. Turnovers, well in favor of the Silver Streaks as well. They forced Alamond into 20 turnovers. Galesburg committed just 9, including only 1 in the entire second half. Alamond's Lincoln Dorsey did get into double figures with 10. He was the only Pioneers player in double figures. Ethan Gorlett finished with 8. Daniel Vandeheed with 4. And Johnny Doppler had 1. Stefano Valbagli, Corel Williams, Ryan Schmidt, DJ Baker, and Brendan Johannes all played but did not score for the Pioneers. Silver Streaks were led by Carter Clary tonight. Another double-double. 16 points, 13 rebounds. Easton Steck finished with 13 points tonight. And then we go to Gino Williams with 7 and 5 rebounds. Ian Dominique finished with 6. Jackson Kroc-Sibbing off the bench had 5. Tyree Taylor got into the game with his first varsity points, 3 tonight. Brandon Lewis got a late bucket. Nolan Carl and Jace Keith also finished with 2. Leslie Kelly the 4th, Taylen Davis, Aiden Elmiger, Cody Jones, Jackson Hillhouse, Jamal Waters all played. Everybody got on the floor tonight. Those players did not score, but the Streaks go to 5-13 by virtue of their 56-23 win over Alamond. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back to close it out next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because
we busted it.
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year, plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at The Packing House in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win it big over Alamond tonight, 56-23. Our final order of business is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I'm going to throw my name out there for consideration because I did not break into the M&Ms at all tonight.
Oh,
I
that's
figure
amazing.
That's a pretty big play on my part. But in all fairness, we do have, I mean, obviously you're going to have some candidates in a big win like this. But at the same time, it does make it kind of hard because there really is no
decision
crunch time. But we thought the crunch time of the game was really in the first quarter where the Streaks established themselves.
Yeah, right from the jump. And Ian made, you know, his first two shots, made two long threes, set the tone for the night, and the Streaks never looked back. I think Ian Dominique is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
His only points of the game were in that first quarter when the Streaks took command of this game. And, you know, we can kind of go baseball statistic here. You know, if you drive in the run that puts your team on top, it doesn't matter. As long as your team holds the lead, it doesn't matter what the final score ends up being.
Game-winning RBI.
So Ian got the game-winning RBI tonight with the three that gave the Streaks the lead. But, no, those were, at the time, those were really feel-good shots when he knocked down those to give the Streaks the early lead. So Ian Dominique, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, Rocky on Tuesday. So
let's go get him.
Yeah, I mean – a game like this, I think, is something you can really build on when you've got a team that's coming in that going to be the clear-cut favorite, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Rocky's a good team. They preseason, they started out the season, I think, number 8 or 9 in 3A.
They've run into some struggles at times.
They've played some close games here. You know, their last game in the Bloomington tournament, they ended up winning by 2, I think. We were listening to that on the way home. And then they beat Peoria Central last week by 2.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know, they play close games with teams, and if the Streaks can keep it close, we got a chance.
So we'll see you Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, partner.
Ready to go for that one. 6:40 for our pregame. Don't forget Galesburg High School girls basketball tomorrow. Speaking of Peoria teams, Coach Evan Massey's team will play Manual tomorrow. So join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for that one. Our thanks to you for being with us in our first game of the new year here on WGIL. Galesburg wins it big by 33 over Alleman. Sophomores win big by 45 over the Pioneers. For Jason Wessels, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.